T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve's head of the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Fog mist, 34 degrees. Apple held an event Monday, but this one didn't mention laptops and iPhones, except as a way to get to the new content they're now pushing.
CEO Tim Cook announced they're getting into the TV content game.
We feel we can contribute something important to our culture and to society through great storytelling.
So he said they partnered with what he called the most thoughtful, award-winning creative visionaries to help them create a new service.
Apple TV Plus.
Steven Spielberg, Reese Witherspoon, and Oprah were some of the celebrities who highlighted their new shows for Apple. The company also announced that alongside its own content, you'll be able to watch Hulu, HBO, all of your streaming services through Apple TV. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The city of Wichita is planning a number of improvements, including a new baseball stadium and new facilities for conventions and the performing arts. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
Unfortunately, there were a lot of things neglected for years in this city, and we're also having to build a $500 million water treatment facility. And right after that, we're going to have to build a new bio-nutrient removal facility. Nice way to say sewer plant.
Longwell says he'd like to see these improvements made without raising taxes on the average citizen. Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A bill requiring health care providers to tell women that some medically induced abortions can be reversed received first-round approval from the Kansas House.
The House passed the bill on a voice vote Monday after nearly 2 hours of debate. The issue involves medical abortions, which has women taking pills. The proposed bill would require patients be given notice that an abortion can be stopped if a doctor intervenes before the second medication is taken. Opponents say the reversal method is scientifically unproven and controversial in the medical industry. Proponents say the method is a viable option and women should know about all of their choices. After a final vote later today, the bill is expected to head to the Senate. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
U.S. Representative Charisse Davids says she's committed to expanding health care access and combating climate change. But during a town hall meeting Sunday in Olathe, Davids stopped short of endorsing Medicare for All or a Green New Deal pushed by many leading Democrats. The Kansas City Star reports Davids says she's focusing on health care legislation that would get bipartisan support. She is not currently backing the Green New Deal because it contains some specific policies she does not support.
Assisted suicide is heading to the Garden State.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he'll sign into law a bill passed by the state legislature allowing terminally ill patients to seek life-ending medication. Adult New Jersey residents with a prognosis of 6 months or less to live could request the meds. Lawmakers say they've included a number of safeguards, including requiring patients to make two requests, along with a chance to rescind it. Opponents argue assisted suicide will hurt the most vulnerable in society. New Jersey will join 6 states in the District of Columbia with similar laws once the bill is signed. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A high school assistant principal who lost his job for allegedly harassing a transgender student wants his job back.
In an attempt to keep his position, an attorney for Lee Livengood, who worked at Liberty High School in Clarksburg, West Virginia, says his clients did not know that teenager Michael Critchfield was transgender and didn't know he had an arrangement with the school to use the boys' bathroom. Late last year, Livengood allegedly followed the teen into the bathroom and said, "You freak me out," as he made the teen use the urinal to prove his gender. Livengood is appealing a decision by the school board not to renew his contract after that. The American Civil Liberties Union, they want the county to also mandate diversity training. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cool and quiet start to the day, we become mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high 64. A clear sky tonight and not as cold. Our low 47. And then sunny and very windy throughout the day tomorrow. Wednesday's high 73. Partly cloudy and 55 Wednesday night. Then rain chances go up on Thursday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, 34 degrees. Southwest wind at 3 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning. We had a mostly cloudy day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 58 degrees, normal high for the date 61. Wasn't too bad out there going for a jog in the afternoon, Ted. On this date in 1991, four strong tornadoes, all of which were rated F3, struck south central Kansas.
Ooh.
Hardest hit was the Willowbrook subdivision near Hutchinson, where 13 homes were destroyed. The Twister's track was 13 miles long and covered 300 yards wide.
Ooh.
In all, the tornado destroyed 23 homes, heavily damaged 35 more, injured 5, and caused $15 million in damage. And damage that was on this date in 1991. An East Texas man jailed after sheriff's deputy said he was keeping his mother's body wrapped in a tarpaulin in their front yard. Jeremy David Casson is in the Rusk County Jail, charged with corpse abuse. Bond is set at $25,000. If the 42-year-old man is convicted, he could be sentenced to up to 2 years in state prison.
What's
Rusk?
What's his last name is Bates?
No, Casson.
Oh, okay.
Rusk County Sheriff Jeff Price says Casson's grandmother called deputies from Houston after Casson told her that her daughter, 63-year-old Karen Casson, had died. Deputies said the son told them that he found his mother dead in bed March 18th, so he wrapped her in a tarp and placed her under a group of pine trees. Apparently he doesn't understand the procedure when someone passes.
He didn't put her in the cellar.
What you're supposed to do.
Keep her dressed up, yeah.
Mm.
Not good. Something's wrong there.
Well, my wife enjoyed a great birthday yesterday. Thanks for all the... I did a little thing on Facebook and got a lot of greetings from folks. I said, happy birthday, Shelley.
Yeah, very nice.
Having a birthday. She got some flowers from my son and his daughter-in-law. And had a little ice cream cake that I got her.
Ooh.
Mm, yeah.
That sounds good.
It was tasty.
Sounds tasty.
Just had a good day. Got to see the grandkids and so forth. So she just had a good day. And thank you all for recognizing St. Shelley.
Well, that's pretty special.
On her birthday.
That's a good deal.
Tonight is one of the severe weather safety programs going on. This night, this is put on by Sedgwick County Emergency Management. And tonight, they're going to be at Bel Air at the City Building on East Central Park Avenue. Starts at 6:30. It is open to the public, free of charge, and you might want to drop by and take part in that. That's tonight in Bel Air. 7:39 now, Steve and Ted. And I wanted to mention, the fact that there's a big fish fry. The Knights of Columbus put on this fish fry in Colwich every year. And they do it, three Fridays.
Three Fridays during Lent.
Yeah, March the 15th. Now, they've got another one coming up this Friday, and there's one on April the 12th. Is that Good Friday? I'm not sure. But it's a fundraiser. But I go to it and take the family. I think I've gone out there three or four years.
Yeah, you've been before.
3 or 4 years in a row, maybe more. But it's from 4 to 7 on the Friday, and there's one coming up this Friday. And I'm going to try to go to that with my family again this year. But, Ted, you got the flyer, excuse me, this year.
Yeah, I got a call yesterday from the folks in Colwich, and they said they wanted to make sure we knew about it.
And I'm going to.
Now, you've been before.
Yeah, I have. And I'm going to admit something that we don't usually admit, but you can think about this because there are a lot of events that Steve and Ted talk about. We probably do in the neighborhood, I would say, several hundred interviews every year. And from time to time, we lose track of people. So I'm not sure who the gentleman is, what his name is behind a fish fry. I think if I saw him, I'd know him.
Oh, you sure? You'd know him if you saw him.
Yeah, but I don't remember his name. So if you remember the man's name, give us an email or call us at 869-1330 because I do want to talk about him. They've been catfish, baked cod, hush puppies, french fries, potato salad is excellent, coleslaw is good. You got mac and cheese.
What about the mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese, kids love that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So
making me hungry.
If you know who the gentleman is behind that, give us a call or email Ted again. And give us the information. Because, again, I'm going to try to be out there this Friday. Now, it's easy to find. It's right there at the Sacred Heart Hall at the Catholic Church. But you're going to have to wait in line a little bit once you get in there.
Yeah, apparently the line moves pretty quickly.
It moves pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I know
someone I'd like to go with.
Who's that?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You can figure out somebody and take him.
You could always find someone.
That would be nice. All right, 7:41, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. A big meeting on the Boeing 737 in Washington State. That's being planned. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.